every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Hey, it's Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chithelin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
Beat.
Hey, I'm Ewan.
And I'm Ryan.
We're from the Sheepdogs.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's right. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and that Beat Banter promo was excellent. That really reminded me of Chris Tucker in The Fifth Element. I don't know if that's the vibe they were going for, but that's the vibe I got. Keep it locked and ready to rock. CFRC has got just everything. Don't just listen to me. Cast a wider net. Check out all the shows. Check out CFRC.ca. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and it's Indie Morning Wednesday, coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall. That's where you can find me and beat me up, because the tunes are just too great. It's a little after 9 o'clock. You got me here for another hour, just spinning the wheels of steel. The last set, we heard from Queen and their song Flash from the Flash Gordon soundtrack. If you haven't seen the old school Flash Gordon movie from the 80s, what are you doing with your life, son? It's ridiculous. That movie's amazing. If you're feeling the winter blahs, pop that on, because that'll... This pure ridiculousness will make you happy. Will you indulge me for just a second, dear listener? Gordon's alive! I'm working on my Brian Blessed. Anyways, before Flash, we heard from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with their new one from last year's album. That was called Make the Music Go Boom. Also in that set, we opened it up with Yusuf, otherwise known as Cat Stevens, and Miles from Nowhere from the classic T for the Tiller Man album. Got me thinking that I need to start bringing in more vinyl records. We've got these amazing turntables down here in CFRC headquarters, and I need to start using them a little more. I'm surrounded by turntables now that I think of it. It's old school here on Queen's University campus. But we're here to look at the new school. This is Community Events Roundup, where we corral some amazing events for you to go to the weekends coming up. If you're in the Kingston, Ontario area, there's lots of stuff going on. We mentioned it before, earlier in the show, but I want to give them a shout out again. Kingston's favorite band, the Gertrudes, are going to be playing this Saturday at the Spire, 7:30 p.m. And the show's called The Great Canadian Songbook. I believe they're going to be performing with the Cantabile Children's Choir. I am an alumni. I can vouch for them. Real good. So check that out if you're downtown on Saturday. That's going to be good. Music from their upcoming album, I believe, as well. So anyway, good times had by all. But the elephant in the room, the big thing that's going on is KCFF, otherwise known as Kingston Canadian Film Festival. That's right. Kingston Film Festival is back and better than ever. February 26th, which is today, until March 2nd. All sorts of good stuff going on. Go to their website, KCFF or KingstonFilmFest.com, and check out ticket availability and what's going on, what screenings are happening. There are a lot, so I'm just going to breeze through a few of the ones that I'm most looking forward to. First and foremost, Still Alive in Kingston is screening Saturday, March 2nd at the Grand Theater at noon. And it's going to be a double feature as well. There is also a movie called Single Woman Seeking Child playing at the same time. Well, not the same time, but one after the next. going to go see a movie at the Grand Theater. I got tickets. I'm going to check those out. Excuse me. That's going to be real good. Still Alive in Kingston is the non-canonical sequel to Live in Kingston, which came out at KCFF 17 way back in 2017. This one stars Much More Music's Bill Wilichka as a entertainment host and broadcaster who's trying to get back on top. And he's doing it right here in Kingston, Ontario. The best thing about these movies is that they showcase a lot of local bands and venues, which is always excellent. And myself and Simone the Moan, my amazing co-host, we were at a wrestling show this past summer where they were filming scenes. Got to see Bill Wilichka get thrown through a giant wooden table, which was quite fun. Maybe not for him, but I enjoyed it. So I'm going because I know it's going to be a good movie. I know a lot of cool people are going to be there. I do want to support the Kingston film scene. We want more movies to be produced in this town. And we better get some butts in the seats and show some support. But also I want to go because I want to see if my blurry bald head can be seen in the background of those wrestling scenes. So that's going to be good. That's so like I said, Still Alive in Kingston, Sunday, March 2nd at the Kingston Grand Theater at noon. So you're going to want to check that out. Other things I'm looking forward to, there's a movie called Doom Boogie. That's Saturday, March 1st at 10 p.m. It is a grindhouse-style horror movie, again, filmed here in K-Town by some local filmmakers. I don't know much about the plot. All I know is I know it's about like a band that goes to a cabin in South Frontenac to, like, I don't know, write or get inspired or maybe deal with some trauma, maybe all at the same time. And then I think they get picked off by some sort of, like, bad guy. Again, I don't like looking too far into the plot details of these things because I want to be surprised, especially if it's a cool, like, grindhousey horror. Maybe it's a gore fest. That'd be kind of cool. It is playing at 10 p.m. on a Saturday, so Doom Boogie is definitely on my radar. Other things that are going on, there's a Broken Social Scene documentary that's partly sponsored by us here at CFRC. It's called It's All Gonna Break. There's two screenings that are still available. Thursday, February 27th at 9:30 at the Baby Grand, and Friday, February 28th at 1 p.m. at the Baby Grand. I love Broken Social Scene. They were an indie powerhouse supergroup from back in the, like, first generation of hipsterdom in the aughts, in the early aughts. So that's going to be really interesting. That's going to be good to see. And maybe hear some good tunes while we're at it. So that's pretty good. Another one that I'm looking forward to is Suk Yin Lee's latest movie, Paying for It. Again, I don't delve too much into the plots of these things. I know broad strokes. I think it's about a couple that is experimenting with different, like, intimate things. It's morning radio. I don't want to get too funky in here. But I like Suk Yin Lee. I think she's a really cool voice out of Toronto. She was on Much Music back in the day. She's been in some, you know, controversial but good sort of comedy, dramedy movies over the years. And so I'm looking forward to this one. She's always got very interesting things to say in her movies. Most importantly, friend of the show, Chris the Sidewinder Sandiford, is in the movie. He is in, I think, the main cast. I don't know what his role is. Hopefully it's something saucy, because we all like that. But I'm going to try and get tickets to that. The Saturday, March 1st screening is sold out, but there's still tickets, I think, available for Friday at the Baby Grand at 9:30. So I want to go and see my man Sidewinder Sandiford take his shirt off in a movie. Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. Lots more screenings going on. There's also, like, I'm a big fan of the local shorts. I want to see what's going on with local filmmakers and their creativity. Always very fun. And the Slate Music Video Showcase, where a local filmmaker gets paired up with a band. I think they're given, like, $1,000 for a budget, which is pretty good. And then they get to pump out some music videos and get to see what's going on with that. So that's coming up as well. And, of course, there's all sorts of, like, special events going on. You can hear my mouse scrolling because there's so much stuff on their website. Let me see what we've got going on. We've got Dwayne Gretzky playing live at the Grand. Donovan Woods is going to be playing. We've got a couple of actors from, I think, Letterkenny that are going to be doing a talk. We've got Jay Baruchel coming to the Grand to do a conversation. That's going to be hosted and moderated by Elman Abdelmahmoud from CBC, also one of Kingston's favorite sons. What else have we got going on? Jeremy Hotz is going to be live with Trey Miserable. That looks good. Murdoch Mysteries. Some people from Murdoch Mysteries are going to be doing a talk about their show. What else? Lots and lots. Oh, and Scott Pilgrim versus the World a tribute to the soundtrack, which that movie's got one of the best soundtracks I've ever heard. And I'm just going to, hot take, people, I'm just going to say it. I think Scott Pilgrim versus the World is Edgar Wright's best movie. Like I said, we're located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall. If you want to come out to the parking lot and fight me over it, because I'm sticking with my opinion. Anywho, KCFF, check out Kingston Film Festival's website. Get your tickets before they sell out and support the local Kingston movie scene. We do have a movie studio being constructed out on the East End. It's a couple years out, but more on that next week, I guess. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC. This is Indie Morning Wake Up Call. And we're going to get back to the tunes. Keep your Wednesday morning rocking and rolling. This is Emily Steele and The Deal and their track, Sliver. I almost said Silver, but I think it's called Sliver. Anywho, it rocks. Let's do it.
You're not my representative. I will be talking for myself. Mm. This is an open and shut case, and anybody who can't see that is a savage and an idiot. Okay.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. A mujeres no me falta ni el dinero ni el amor. Jineteando en mi caballo por la sierra yo me voy. Las estrellas y la luna ellas me dicen dónde voy. ¡Ay, ay! Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el son. Mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Me gusta tocar guitarra, me gusta cantar el sol. El mariachi me acompaña cuando canto mi canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón. Ay, 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 mi amor. Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
But I used to think that I was doomed to die young, to be consumed. All lullabies were violent. Those winters of my discontent. So long farewell, adieu.
So long farewell, adieu.
To that tunnel I went through.
To that tunnel I went through.
And my reward, my recompense.
My reward, my recompense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Springtime of my present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Russell with Springtime right here on CFRC, the place to be. Springtime is coming, people. Krusty is coming. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake-Up Call coming at you live from CFRC HQ right here in Queen's University campus. We come at you every Wednesday to get your hump day rocking and a-rolling. Before Allison Russell from the Desperado soundtrack, we heard Canción del Mariachi by Los Lobos featuring Antonio Banderas. I like it so much. Also in that set, we heard from Garrett T. Willie with Make You Mine Tonight. And we opened her up, cracked that can open with Emily Steele and The Deal and her track Sliver. Like I said, my name's The Nerd. And this time of morning, we like to do our segment called Screen Time. The weather's still crummy, so there's still a lot of excuses to stay home and watch movies, go through TV shows, and play some video games without feeling too guilty about it. So this segment, like to do a lot of headlines, find out what's going on in the world of Hollyweird, and we'll dip into a few celebrity birthdays. Some of our favorite performers are celebrating their big birthday today. First and foremost, we're going to get through the bad news first. I just learned this morning that, unfortunately, Roberto Orsi has passed away at the age of 51. Best known for collaborating with Alex Kurtzman and J.J. Abrams. He was co-writer on movies like the Transformers, the new Star Trek movies. He worked as far back as the 90s on Xena Warrior Princess and Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. Also co-wrote Mission Impossible 3 and worked on Fringe, Hawaii 5-0. Unfortunately, passed away in his home yesterday from a long battle of kidney disease, according to his manager. So very sad to see him go. Very prolific writer. Some of my favorite popcorn movies. So unfortunately, like I said, we'll get the sad news out of the way first. But onto the good stuff. Happy birthday to Mark Dacascos. Doesn't say how old he is, because he is ageless. People probably know him as the guy from long-running Food Network show Iron Chef. He was the guy that would go, Iron Chef! He was also a very, very prolific action and kung fu star. Was in one of the John Wick movies. Was in a French language, like, horror action movie from the early 2000s called Brotherhood of the Wolf, which was surprisingly good. I like to watch that around Halloween. And he was in the really crappy Double Dragon movie from back in the day. Back when they were riding the coattails of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Check out Double Dragon. I think it's on Tubi because it's just horrible. Happy birthday, Mark Dacascos. On to some headlines. Leonardo DiCaprio is starring in an Evel Knievel bio movie from La La Land director Damien Chazelle, and that has just started filming right now. So get to see Leo DiCaprio in a funky jumpsuit. Personally, I would have rather seen him play Super Dave, but that's just me. Super Dave Osborne, of course, a long-running cast member on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Which brings us to our next birthday. Happy 27th birthday to Kayla Monteroso Maya. She was in the last couple seasons of Curb Your Enthusiasm and also pops up every now and again in Abbott Elementary. She's absolutely hilarious. Shout out to an amazing scene where her and Cheryl Hines and Ted Danson are wrestling on the floor of their living room. It's wonderful. She's hilarious. Back to the headlines. Let me just see here. Lucasfilm's chief Kathleen Kennedy has reportedly told associates that she plans to retire by the end of the year. She's been with Lucasfilm since 2012. Definitely rebooted the Star Wars franchise with J.J. Abrams. And, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. She weathered it all. Whether you like her or not, whether you like what she did to Star Wars or not, she is retiring onto bigger and brighter things. Probably, hopefully relaxing, I guess, because she's a hard worker. Say what you will. Anyways, so all the best to Kathleen Kennedy. Speaking of Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and a commemorative poster was just released online. And to all the nerds, I say, no, Star Wars. I still remember seeing that in theaters, and the people standing in front of me in line were waiting so long that one of them legit fainted and landed on the floor right in between me and my brother. So that was awkward, and the movie wasn't even really that good, so I don't think it was worth the malnourishment. So there you go. Speaking of potentially bad movies, there's a He-Man movie in the works right now, and they just released a poster showing a big bicep holding a sword. We played some Flash Gordon music earlier, and He-Man from the 80s is also one of my favorite, like, good, bad movies. I think it's on Tubi. So the new one is coming out from MGM and Amazon Studios. It's going to be released in 2026, and I don't know, like, obviously no footage has been released, so you don't know what kind of tone they're going to go for. Are they going to take it seriously, or are they going to go full camp? Like the old one. Remember the old one when they almost burned down a high school filming and like that fire is in the movie? Fun stuff. Fun stuff. So, you know, by the power of Grayskull, thanks for listening to CFRC and listening to me nerd out a little bit. Back to the headlines. Keanu Reeves just announced that he is moving forward on a sequel to Constantine. That movie's 20 years old. It was about him. It's a comic book movie. He's like a vampire demon hunter or something like that. I think I saw it 20 years ago and never since. But it's got a cult following, enough of which that fans are getting what they want. And there's they're currently writing a sequel to Constantine. So there you go. Go Keanu Reeves. Speaking of Hollywood hunks and Amazon, I don't know if you guys are aware, but this just got announced this week that Amazon is now the sole proprietor of the James Bond franchise. They bought it out from longtime Bond custodians, I guess, Barbara Broccoli and the other guy. So now Jeff Bezos is the sole owner of the James Bond IP, which I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I think personally speaking, part of the fun of James Bond is that they only come out every like few years. You have to wait for them and the anticipation grows. So even if it's a bad or mediocre James Bond movie, it's still an event, you know? So now with Amazon acquiring it, there's already talks of prequels, sequels, origin stories, TV shows. I don't know. I don't want to get oversaturated with Bond stuff. I like it every few years. The good news coming out of it, though, is that Bezos posted a question to people on Twitter or X or whatever you call it. Who should play the next James Bond? And overwhelmingly, fans want to see Henry Cavill play James Bond. He was up for the role way back in 2005 when Daniel Craig took the reins with Casino Royale. And I think it'd be good. I think James Bond would be excellent in Henry Cavill's, I don't know, tux, I guess. So yeah, I don't know. More nerd stuff, I guess. A couple more headlines before we get back to the tunes. Elden Ring, the video game from From Software, big hit in 2022, is also getting a movie adaptation. There's been a lot of rumblings about that. And I think they've announced that that they're going to get working on that. It's a weird game. I don't know how it's going to adapt to a 2-hour movie. It's going to be frustrating, as frustrating to watch as it is to play. But anyways, that's a headline, so I'm going to read it. And then last but certainly not least, one of my favorite character actors, Delroy Lindo, has just joined the cast of Godzilla vs. Kong 3. Another one of my favorite campy popcorn movie franchises right now, the Godzilla vs. Kong series, has a third entry. And Delroy Lindo, star of Get Shorty, is going to be in it. I'm very happy about that, so that's pretty good. And yeah, also the Academy Awards are this Sunday, whether you watch it or not. I don't really care too much about the Oscars. I just like to watch all the nominations because I want to see what people think are the best movies. I am very angered that Civil War has been completely snubbed. That came out in February, and I really thought Kirsten Dunst was going to get nominated. I thought she was going to win an award. She was fantastic in that movie. But maybe because of everything that's going on in the world, the voters in the Academy just would rather ignore that movie, I guess. Anyways, Best Picture nominees are Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked. So we'll see which one of those movies takes the taco this Sunday night at the Academy Awards. That's pretty good. My name's Jeff the Nerd. I've nerded out long enough. Thank you for indulging me on this movie segment. It's 9:30. We've got another half hour left in the show. So I'm going to shut the heck up and play some Jen Grant. This is One Hit Wonders right here on your station that rocks the nation, CFRC.
You gotta show your gratitude no matter what the doctor ordered. Keep your it up in the sky. Eye on the prize, someday you're gonna be free. Catch a ride with me in my brand new secondhand black 2017. It's not big. And another thing that you can't tell, I can see through the way that you talk to me. I flash you my smile, there's a twinkle in my eye, but there's something that you can't see. All the places that I've been and the people that I've seen, and a couple you had done me wrong. You one-hit wonders, wondering how I've been doing this for so long.
The Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Changing, even though Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Well, most kinds of dirt. I mean, not that fancy store-bought dirt. That stuff's loaded with nutrients. I can't compete with that stuff.
But I'm missing you.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was Tara Lightfoot with Kept You in My Pocket right here on CFRC, the place to be. Keep us in your pocket and take us with you wherever you go on one of those fancy pants smartphone apps. You can check us out at CFRC.ca. I believe we are on iHeartRadio as well. So there's no excuse, folks. There's no excuse not to rock out with me, Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, every Wednesday on Indie Morning Wake Up, the Hump Day Edition. Before Tara Lightfoot, we heard from the Stags with Hot Dog. Love it so much. It's a very summertime feeling kind of food. And don't worry, people, summer is coming. Also in that set, we had the Shivas with Many Roads to Follow. Before them, we had Nikki Lane with Gone, Gone, Gone. And we opened it up with Jen Grant featuring Rhea May with One Hit Wonders. Indie Wake Up Call is the place to be, but keep it locked and ready to rock, because up next is The Mood with May. DJ Mayhem comes in and just rocks your socks from 10 to 11. It's the best. It's the best, people. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Movie Nerd. We're crawling towards the end of the show. So in summation, what did we learn today? Well, we learned that the James Bond franchise has been bought out by a billionaire who looks just like Dr. Evil. So the irony is not lost on me on that one. Also, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival starts today. So you're going to want to check out the website and get some tickets to some of these hot events and screenings before they all sell out, because they probably will. Also, the Academy Awards are this Sunday. Who's going to wear what? That's the most important thing. They are our social betters, so they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants. So check that out, I suppose, if you got nothing else to do. And the Gertrudes are playing this weekend at the Spire, Canada's Kingston's favorite band. So check them out, because they're great. They're excellent. Other than that, I got nothing for you, folks. I got nothing. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and I will catch y'all next week. We're going to play ourselves to the 10 o'clock hour with, we got some Jimmy Buffett, because why not? Coming up next with I Don't Know, otherwise known as Spicoli's theme. We've been playing a lot of music from like 80s cult movies, and we're going to keep going with that. Afterwards, we're going to hear from Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders with Living in a World of Hurt. If we get to it, we've got a few more tracks. Maybe Japanese Breakfast with Mega Circuit. Maybe we'll play some more Gertrudes with Derby Girl. Who knows? Only you and me. Only you can prevent forest fires. I'm going to get the heck out of here because I need some coffee. So I'll catch you all next week. But like I said, keep it locked to CFRC. And enjoy your week. Keep your hands out of your pockets. It's slippery out there, people. Bye!
Special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
never seen a fishnet before. And I don't think I can take it anymore. You see, I bought my girl some new roller skates.
This is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
This Black History Month, shine a light on passionate Black community leaders working in Black-serving nonprofits. Visit supportblackcharities.org to discover, support, and connect with these nonprofits and their leaders. Start now by contributing to elevate our Black leaders and make a lasting impact on the Black community. Celebrate and recognize their commitment by making a donation. To find nonprofits or charities based on your location or interest, visit supportblackcharities.org today.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC. Listen to Song.